WildTalkRadio.com.
Let's talk about what's coming up. Hi everybody. Hello. Hi in the chat that's not live because there's, well, we're not live. So anyway, hi, hello, shalom. This is the producer. Hi, it's me, Sorokin. You know, the guy who does it all but really doesn't do it all. Anyway, hi, we're here. This is a message of a content update. I don't know what I'm calling this. It'll have some fancy graphic, or maybe, I don't know, when this gets put out. So, 800 was a great episode, wasn't it? We had to have all the things working, and then we had Jobber back, and the FU line's working, and that was cool. And then we did Sunday show, we did Monday show, we did a Thursday show, and we did 801. And then stuff sort of just not. Sunday was planned not to do anything. Monday wasn't planned. That was a very last minute, I can't do anything type of show, because we'll talk about that in a second. And then if you're hearing this on a Thursday, it means we're not doing the rack. No live stream tonight on November 2nd. What's that, October? It's November 2nd, 2023, for those keeping track. So I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure it out, but I really don't know what's going on. And that's really bugging the shit out of me. And here we are. So on this past Saturday, my computer decided, hey, we're just gonna blue screen a bunch and sort of maybe work, kind of. And getting through the show for 801 was me holding my breath the entire time. Just so everyone was aware. And I had to do all the heavy lifting. And holding my breath at the same time, because like 5 to 10 minutes afterwards, everything decided to go crap out and blue screen again. So that made life fun. So since that point, I've been trying to figure it out. And I thought I had it under control on Monday, and then it crapped out 30 minutes before the show. It was supposed to go live, maybe a little bit before, longer than that. And I just couldn't turn my mood around enough to do a show for y'all. And that sucks, because I like doing shows for y'all. So we're at a point where I'm trying to figure out what the issue is. Can the issue be resolved? And how much is it going to cost to resolve it all? So that's where we're at in terms of programming. I was really excited about this week, because we had Crown Jewel to preview. We would have done that. We were going to stream OG Fortnite on Saturday. May still try have Lindsay stream it. She doesn't know that yet, but we're probably going to have her stream it. And then go from there. We're going to review Crown Jewel on Sunday and just continue on about our business. But I don't think we can continue on about our business, because I don't feel confident in the stream holding up. And it kind of sucks. So I'm trying to figure it all out. That's basically the general understanding of what's going on. I'm trying to figure it out. Because one hand, I thought it was power, and I don't think it's power anymore, but it still could be, and we may fix that. And if it is, then that's an easy fix. And then, boom, part of me, after talking to some people, goes, it might not be power, it might be a motherboard or driver or something issue. And I've been attempting to update as many drivers as I can. I had to reinstall Windows. So we're on 11 now. 11's scary, but here we are. So that's fun. Yeah. Maybe we'll call this dishing it out. I've been sitting here. It's like, this is dishing it out. I'm just going to let it all out. And that's kind of what we're talking about. So yeah, I can't promise any consistency for the next week or two. I appreciate anyone who continues to sub to twitch.tv/WTL. I appreciate it, because that'll help. And yeah, we're gonna figure it out. We're at an impasse in terms of or a roadblock, and it's like we just got to break through the barrier and kind of get past it. That's the best way I can put it. We're an impasse, a roadblock, we've been told to yield or stop, slow down, and we're going to slow down a little bit. I'm going to try my best to get some content out. I really want to get some OG content out with Fortnite, shopping carts, ATKs, because that's going to be a lot of fun. So maybe we'll short form clips of some sort, as much as my computer can handle. So yeah, in terms of live streaming, probably down for a week or two. But it's not forever, it's not for long. Just for a week or two until I can get some ducks in a row and kind of figure it out. And if it turns around faster and I'm able to get back in a day or two, then we're back on Saturday. But I'm looking like no, because I just don't trust things. It's kind of where I'm at with it. I don't trust it. And if I go live and we're grooving and moving and it crashes after 15, 20 minutes, then we've wasted 15 or 20 minutes of your time. And I don't want to waste your time, because I appreciate everyone who listens and watches and joins the streams, listens to the podcast and the what have yous. So yeah, that's kind of the deal. If this turns out well and this kind of holds up, maybe I'll do some short form. Hey, here are some quick thoughts about wrestling, or here's my thoughts on Crown Jewel and what have you. Maybe we'll mix it in like that. That's kind of the deal that we're going to go through, at least for right now. If I can figure it out where we can record and I can get people on just to record a show, then we'll record a show and pump it out. And yeah, that's kind of the deal. Because I don't trust me. It's all on me. This one's on me, and we've pushed ourselves to the limit, and just sort of we got to figure it out. So that's where we're at. But with that, I'm gonna give you some Crown Jewel picks. Yeah. We'll talk some wrestling. But first, because I'm going to make sure I don't have to record this part a second time, we're gonna send y'all to a break. Yep, we're going to a break, because it's going to be in two parts for me, not you. You got it's all going to be one thing. That's what we're going to do. So you're listening to, I guess we're going to call this Dishing It Out for November 2nd. We'll date it. Yeah, Dishing It Out November 2nd here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we'll talk Crown Jewel and we'll just sort of figure it all out. So you're listening to Dishing It Out with the producer, Sir Rockin', on November 2nd, 2023, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code? Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop. That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
And welcome back to Dishing It Out for November 2nd, 2023 on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm the producer. Hey, we hit show mode now. I did an opening. Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking a purple rectangular button below the screen at twitch.tv/WTRLive, support the network, hit that button, do the thing. You can use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop, as OG Fortnite is back starting on November 3rd. Where you dropping, boys? Tomato Town? Flesh? Haunt it? Tilt it? So yeah, use the code hashtag epic partner. So now we're in show mode. Now we're out of the I'm just going to sit here and ramble for a bit. So to the I'm going to sit here and just ramble a bit portion of the show as we talk about WWE Crown Jewel, which is live on the WWE Network this Saturday and on Peacock here in the United States. Starts off with Sami Zayn taking on JD McDonagh. Easy win for Sami Zayn. There's no way JD should be beating Sami, especially on the pre-show. If this was on the main show, I give JD a little bit of a chance. But this is on the pre-show. It's a good win for Sami Zayn. And we're having a pre-show match for the first time in a minute. So that's kind of cool. So we'll see Sami Zayn get a win on that. Io Sky will defend her WWE Women's Championship against Bianca Belair. Bianca made a return to SmackDown a couple weeks ago, and she's set to get her rematch against Io Sky, but first she's going to take out Bayley on SmackDown. Or at least that's her plan as of now. It's too soon to put the belt on Bianca. Bianca doesn't need the belt right now. My pick right now, Io Sky retains her title. Cody Rhodes takes on Damian Priest in a one-on-one match. Cody's coming in injured. They're doing the trope Lindsay doesn't like, but Cody's injured. Damian is Mr. Money in the Bank, so you would think he would have the edge to get a win. It's Cody Rhodes. It's always Cody Rhodes. LOL, Cody wins. That's kind of the name of the game. It is Rey Mysterio and Logan Paul for United States Championship. Hate to say it, but Logan Paul is going to be your next United States Champion. I think you're bringing him in to elevate the championship. I mentioned this point a couple weeks ago on WTR. Well, now that he's going to have the belt, he should be appearing on the show more often. Because now, if he holds the belt and Roman holds the belt, there's no champion on SmackDown. So you kind of need someone there. And apparently Roman's not working again until the new year, supposedly. That's kind of the talk at the moment. That he's not working again. Talk about him in a second. So it puts more doubt in my mind that Logan gets the belt, but I think Logan Paul beats Rey Mysterio for the United States title. I could see some shenanigans and have Rey retain, but I think Logan gets it because I think they want the star power of Logan Paul to hold a WWE championship, and he's not going to beat Roman Reigns for a title anytime soon. It is a five-way for the WWE Women's World Championship. Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Zoe Stark, and Raquel Rodriguez. I just think this is Rhea's. I think you're burning a lot of challengers in this one, but it's a big match. It could be a cluster. It probably will be a cluster. I hope Nia comes ready to work. You know, Shayna and Zoe will. Raquel will be there. She'll do fine. And then Rhea's Rhea. She'll dominate. It's going to be awkward trying to dominate Nia, but Rhea, if anyone can, Rhea will. I think Rhea walks out with the title because her main goal is to get to WrestleMania as the Women's World Champion. And yeah, I think her and Becky are on a collision course, which will make some people happy, or a lot of people happy, as it were. You got Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight title. Heel Drew with a championship would be good storytelling, but I don't think he's in a position where they want to put the belt on him. I think Seth retains here. I think Drew's status long-term makes him hesitant to even put the belt on him. And I think if he gets the belt, it'll be a clear sign that he is staying for the long-term. But I think Seth Rollins retains the championship at Crown Jewel. Who he fights next, I have no earthly idea. But I think with War Games and Survivor Series coming up, I think they'll figure out a way. You could have some shenanigans where Drew loses by DQ and you set a rematch for Survivor Series because the Survivor Series is only 3 weeks away from that point. So I can see them go running it back at Survivor Series, but Seth retains the championship on this night. It's been many, many days since John Cena's won a bet match, a singles match, because he won last month at Fastlane. But it's been many a moon since John Cena's won a singles match on WWE TV. Solo Sikoa is his next opponent. John rattled off some number that has been like since 2018, something like that, that he hasn't won. That's a long time for the supposed greatest of all time to not win a singles match. He's won a couple tag matches, but the singles matches, he hasn't fared so well because, well, let's count the number he's had since then. It's not many. It really isn't that many. But the story is that can John Cena find himself again? Because the greatest of all time needs to be the greatest of all time. I think John beat Solo. It should be a good match. I hope John's coming to work and not sort of phoning it in like he did at WrestleMania. But with everything going on in Hollywood, I think John's here for a while. He may miss a few shows coming up, but I think we got John through Rumble, hopefully through Mania, depending on contracts and stuff, because he has a movie. So once they're back in production, he's gone. He's out. So we'll see what happens there. And then it's Roman Reigns and LA Knight. Yeah, for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Talked about it. Roman's going away. But Roman's going away with the title. LA Knight is very popular right now. He's very, very popular. This will be his biggest match in his entire career. And I hope he's ready to come and bring in and show the world why he is LA Knight. Yeah, I think LA Knight comes out on the short end of the stick. It's how you rebound him after this to continue up his momentum. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I think, him winning the Royal Rumble, going on to fight Seth for the world title at WrestleMania. That's a big match. You could do LA Knight versus Logan Paul for the United States title if you're going to keep him on SmackDown if Logan Paul wins. That's a money match that you can put on television, or you, like the first weekend of January before the Royal Rumble, you could do Logan Paul and LA Knight as the first big live SmackDown back in the new year. You could do that as a big money match because it's television. I know you want to say Logan Paul for premium live events, but you can make it a big deal. It's the first SmackDown of the new year. You pull out all the stops because that one time Brock wrestled for 5 seconds on the season premiere. I mean, it can happen. Anything's possible with the right amount of money. So there you go. So here's some wrestling content. I think Roman retains. I think it's a standard show for WWE. I think we get one title change, but I think it'll be really good wrestling. So look forward to WWE Crown Jewel this Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. on the West Coast. Sucks for y'all, but hey, wake up and watch some wrestling. If I can find the energy or the time or whatnot, maybe we'll do a quick recap on Saturday and get it out for you. At least you get some dishing and out content. So we've really kind of, as I've been recording this stuff, we went from, hey, this is just this thing, to, hey, this is dishing it out, and we'll try to fit them in when we can fit them in. Make sure you follow us on social media, because that's the best way to keep up. It's facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork, twitter.com/wildtalkradio. Those are the two places to keep up to date on when content is being dropped. I'll try to keep you updated as much as I can on Twitter if we go live. I'm going to try to talk Lindsay into going live for Fortnite OG on Saturday, so you can at least get some Fortnite with Friends content on her Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LindsayWard. Follow that so you know when she goes live, because she's been doing some Genshin and Honkai Star Rail stuff lately. So maybe we'll get her to do Fortnite on Saturday for everybody. I will try to post out everyone's picks. Try to get everyone's picks for Crown Jewel and post them out on Saturday morning for everybody. We'll try to at least do that so you know everyone else's picks to go along with the show. So that we'll try to keep some social content. I'm going to try to get some clips from OG Fortnite, build a big giant ramp and drive down it off the edge of the map again just to see what happens. Maybe we'll be able to swim, build out of the water this time, or we die. Who knows? Fortnite OG, you died in the water then. You couldn't swim. Maybe now you can swim around the map. We're going to find out. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try to keep my spirits high because the last few days have not been the best of spirits, so we're going to try to keep that all in check. Hope you all have a great day, great weekend. We'll try to be live again. We're going to work on it. We'll see what happens. I thank you all for sticking with and you know, the downtime the last couple of days, and kind of we've missed like one, technically two shows, but really one. But missing one for me is a lot, and I'm trying not to miss as many more as I can. But this is going to be the short form content for the Thursday content. We'll come back maybe on Saturday night, send out a little something for y'all, and figure it out, because we've been dishing it out for November 2nd, 2023, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.